This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, in the morning at church with Rita Wilson, and she was very well behaved for most of it during the liturgy, the benediction, the lesson. But during the songs, we would start to sing the songs about angels and heaven. And she would sing Take Me to Church, but she would sing a different version, I guess a sort of a song parody version called I Am at the Church. I think it was because she would do it in kind of a Weird Al voice where she would go
nasally.
Like, I'm at the church, I'm worshiped like a frog. She'd say frog during all the things. And then it turned out
that tracks.
We went to an x-ray after it turned out her brain had sort of migrated into her neck. Hey! Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Housekeeping. Sean is still out of town. He's still doing Super Argo in Hawaii. He got a little sidetracked there. He stuck in Hawaii. He tried to pronounce the name of that funny fish that they have there and got arrested for doing it in sort of a rude way. So he is still there. We're also not at the Earwolf studio today. At Earwolf studio, they had a New Year's party, and engineer Cody set off some fireworks in the bathroom, and now the studio is kind of an emergency hospital. The whole studio has become sort of like a war hospital to administer to Cody because he can't be moved. So instead today, we're at Engineer Brett's house, and Engineer Brett is here.
Hey man, welcome.
Thanks, Brett. It's really wonderful being in your house. We brought DC Pearson here.
Hey guys.
As well. Hey. To sort of help out with the show. But I did think, what's in store for me coming to Brett's house? Is this going to be his house? Is it going to be something like the movie The Gift, where he has access as a groundskeeper to a much nicer house and has let himself in while the family is out of town, perhaps on a holiday break, and hosts a nice dinner for me at the house to pretend that he's very successful? I thought it could be something like that. It's obviously not, because this place is much too bad to pose as a normal house.
It's a really bad place.
It's not the kind of place that you would pretend to live in. It's a place you would actually live in.
If anything, I'm wondering if you're not a really rich guy who has sort of occupied your gardener's house in a sort of reverse gift scenario.
Yeah, I would say neither is exactly right.
Somewhere in between.
It's just that you live here.
Yeah,
it's more just like normal, and this is your house.
Yeah, it's pretty normal. This is my house. This is a room in my house that we're in right now.
Is your girlfriend here? What's her Busby?
No, Mindy is her name. Yeah, not Busby.
Her name.
Her name could be Busby, though. I feel like that would be great, because that would be working that whole kind of like side of the street where it's like really kind of twee. Is she in the biz?
Twee?
Yeah. Like sort of like old, like old, just sort of indiscriminately old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like not from any particular era, but you meet someone, yeah, and it's like, oh, they're wearing a dress or they have a hairstyle. Where you're like, wow, that's old in like a cool way. So if her name, if she, I don't know if she's trying to make it
like a flapper.
It would be nice. It would be nice if she were very old.
Like a flapper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But like that's almost too determinate in time. Like that's like from a specific era. It should just be like, you should just be like, whoa, that's old. Mm-hmm. Tight. Mm.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I really did think it was Busby.
Or we could go the other way, and if her name was Buzzfeed, that would be well, that's cool new. Too. Sort that's of, yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, you kind of either want to be either one. You okay. know what I mean? You either want to be like kind of cool and throwback, or you want to be like or right Buzzfeed. On the cutting edge. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or Buzzfeed.
Yeah, her name should be Buzzfeed.
But I did anticipate a little bit the badness.
Yeah, it's really bad
of the place.
Well, what is so bad about it? I mean, I'm miking you up.
There's all this stuff that I'm looking at that's so messed up. Like, is this like a metal flower? What is this?
Well, the real flowers are expensive.
It smells like shit.
Yeah, it's like they talk a lot about, you know, in like restaurants or in other spaces, like things being reclaimed. Like, oh, it's like a reclaimed, you know, industrial space or like reclaimed wood. This feels like this is like. It hasn't been claimed. It feels unclaimed. This feels like we're in like an unclaimed industrial space that like an industrialist, all the industrialists were like too ashamed. Like whose industrial space is this? And none of them stood up at the big meeting where they're sitting around that table where they're sort of carving up a globe.
A lot of like the in an stuff old cartoon. Like that metal flower is just original. It was here when I moved in. And so I kind of repurposed it.
You know, and normally that's great. Normally that's great in design. It's like, oh, we kept the original, whatever, and we sort of built around it. And this, and here, this gives the lie to that because this is if this is all original, then, bro, this is really bad. This is a bad place.
And I've never been to this neighborhood before. The sign said Malaysia Town.
I mean, it's an off. I feel like a little apart from everyone that I know now from Earwolf and stuff. But when I moved here. It seemed like pretty central.
To what?
Well, just like there's like a Taco Bell across the street, right. And there's.
It would have been one thing if it had been Malaysia spelled like the country. I would have been like, oh, a lot of Malaysian people live here. But it was like Malaysia, like almost like malpractice. Like, oh, this is just like a really bad version
bad
of Asia.
Town.
This is all the worst things about the entire continent of Asia. And that I can say confidently that's exactly what I've seen out there on the street.
I mean, I saw across the street a sign that said dog restaurant, which I thought was very like a place for people to eat dogs.
Right.
But it's actually a place for, it seems like, dogs to eat lunch. Like it's a restaurant for dogs to eat.
The place is not bad, actually.
So you've eaten at the dog restaurant.
But well, you're not allowed to eat at
there's
the dog
not
restaurant.
That, you know, you can't really walk that much around. There's not a lot of places in walking distance, so.
But how do you eat there?
You're a man.
You just kind of, you scoop it up to your mouth, and it's like you paw at it. You use bowls.
But they let you in, or do you have to get a dog? Do you have to wait outside and get a dog to buy food for you?
I've never had that problem.
Because they know you here.
They know me there.
And you're kind of using the fact that biologically dogs, we know now, view all moving objects as
other dogs.
Other dogs. So you're sort of going, they're going, oh, there's that big dog on his hind legs with a cool cap on.
That's right.
And he's scooping that stuff into his
mouth. You must have read that article that we all read and thought, oh, this is great. Now I can.
Which article?
At the restaurant. The one about how dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dogs view all. That was Sunday Times.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The New York Times Magazine.
Right. And like the one where cats are assholes or whatever. That article.
Is this. You're not at the dog restaurant. You don't have to.
appeal to our interests. You don't have to kind of bander.
You're at your house.
What
you share a wall with a dog restaurant. I mean, are you worried they're...
You don't have to pander to what you think dogs are
they'll
into.
They'll hear you?
To tell you the truth, my landlords work there.
Oh, okay.
So we're not allowed to have cats here, and they like it when I show up and give them an update on the place. And so
your landlord with their dogs.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Is your microphone working?
Is this working?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. So you can see the mics are really good here. Just trying to set it up like a mini Earwolf, you know?
Yeah.
That way I don't have to leave, don't have to make the commute all the time.
It doesn't help that all the mics are like sort of Rube Goldbergian junk contraptions. Like they work pretty good given that. But right. My mic, for example, is made of like 70 different oatmeal cans of brands of oatmeal that don't even exist anymore. And I'm not sure they ever did. I think these might all be like old, kitschy, novelty oatmeal cans that never actually held oatmeal in them.
Mine has a hamster running in a wheel with a balloon tied to its tail. And I'm not even sure.
Well, that doesn't seem the to be, air bellows?
Yeah, the bellows are, I guess, blowing the balloon, but none of that apparatus seems to be.
It doesn't seem to be linked
it seems
in
to be kind
to
of
the rest of
self-contained.
Yeah, that's all aesthetic.
Yeah.
Right.
The rest
I
of
love
it's
the
just
Rube
like,
Goldberg stuff. It's just so, don't you
right.
wish everything was kind of like that?
Yeah.
Like any kid's bedroom in the 80s.
Right. Where after,
that was a big
like Pee Wee Herman.
Reagan, when Reagan ran the first time, he was like, by the end of this decade, all teenagers' bedrooms should have really elaborate Rube Goldberg contraptions. And when they wake up in the morning, it should go through some long process. And then they should wake up and talk to the camera.
And yeah, be able to eat toast. Part of it is always that kids want fresh toast right when they get
That's
out
a big
of bed.
Part of the teenage experience.
So, Brett, I thought your plays might be bad, and so DC is here as sort of he's a very well-known house pimp, just like someone who can come in and pimp your house because you live in a very
You guys have been to my house. Oh yeah. I'm sort of like an artisanal exhibit for houses.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sort of that was the early 2000s.
Right.
And that was sort of a different thing. You know, that was all about glitz, glamour, stuff like that. I'm more about like making it cool, rustic. You look at me, I have a beard.
Yeah.
I have long hair. So he goes, that guy probably knows how to put some things in jars and put them on a shelf in like a sort of a tasteful way. And that's true. And you've been to my house, Hayes.
Yeah. It's extremely pimp. I mean, you talk about the exhibit stuff as a different thing.
Right.
But you do have secret TVs.
Sure. Yeah. I have, my couch is four 20s, like rims.
Yeah.
420.
420.
Exactly. Like yeah, exactly.
Some of that
you guys get
stuff.
It's super funny. People see it and they go 420s, and I go yeah. And then they have this expectant look in their eyes, like we're about to like do something, like we're about to like do like something,
right.
Like oh now some activity is supposed to happen, and right. I don't know what that is.
You
so
are
I just
you
sort
are
of move on to the next room.
Famously scared of weed.
I'm terrified of weed culture. One time I turned on a podcast and I wasn't aware that Tommy Chong was on it. And I just couldn't stop screaming, and my girlfriend had to rip my headphones off. And she was like, what's the matter? And I was like, I just kept crying. Yeah. I said, the sticky icky. I cried. And the tears were streaming down my face. But it's really important. I mean, if in Hollywood, if the clothes that you wear when you're out on the street, like, tell people who you are, whether it's, you know, someone that's wearing a big floppy Carly Simon hat or an even bigger floppy Carly Simon hat, then your house is kind of like, how do I put this? It's clothes. It's like stationary clothes.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's like
expensive.
Big clothes you can't wear.
Exactly. It's like clothes that are way too big for you that you run around in like you've been shrunk is what I say to my clients.
You sleep in them.
It's the pajamas.
Right.
It's like big pajamas that don't fit you, that you run around inside of because you've been turned small by a wizard and your clothes.
And they're hard.
And they're very stiff. Yeah, exactly. Like they've had liquid nitrogen. Someone's dipped them in liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
Is what I say to my clients.
Because your home is shatterable as well.
Oh, yeah. Don't walk fast in my house. That's the first thing I say to people. And then I say, check out my couch. And they, and then the 420 thing, and then they're weird. And then we walk very, very, very delicately into the next room.
Brett, just looking around here, I notice you have, you don't have any books.
No, not so much books. I have a ukulele. I have,
That's not a book. And see, this is the sort of misconception I want
right.
to
And if we were like, oh, if somebody ran in here and was like, I need to record, you know, the backing track for a Prius commercial, stat, that would be great. But that's that's really relying on your guests having a very specific need from you, which is to record the backing track for a Prius commercial. Books are actually, you don't even have to think about it in terms of reading. That's what, a design detail. That's what we call library. It's a design element. So what are some books you've even read?
I read Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh. That's also not a book. This is a, I'm not sure where to begin with this.
We did come in here and you had a DVD case open like a book. You were sitting in your like a overstuffed chair, and you were looking into it,
and you had reading glasses on that look smashed.
I thought they might be the actual reading glasses from the end of that one Twilight Zone episode, and I was like, oh cool, is that a prop from that show? And you didn't know that I was talking about the show. You thought that I was talking about the zone. Like, I'm sorry, what zone is that? Oh, the Twilight Zone. You thought
I just wanted to create like a welcoming environment for you guys to walk into.
You have to understand that's pretty disturbing to walk in and see a guy with a DVD case that he's reading like a book, wearing like smashed glasses that still have like broken glass in the frames really close to your eyes, and then you're like, oh, come on in, fellas, and
so,
then you
so
put a bookmark
spider-webbed out that you clearly couldn't see. Even reading the DVD case upside down.
You put a crocheted bookmark in the middle of the DVD case, and you slammed it closed. It didn't really close all the way. It didn't even snap.
I said, though, like, hey, gentlemen, when you came in.
You did try to say, hey, gentlemen, for sure. I could tell that you were trying to say that.
It's like presentation.
Right.
There are some books that you need.
Yeah.
That every person in Los Angeles needs to have on their shelves, or else they take your bookshelf away. You need Easy Rider's Raging Bulls, Infinite Jest, Building Stories, the Chris Ware box Building Stories, opened once.
The Patti Smith Just Kids.
You need Just Kids for sure. You need some kind of coffee table book about street art.
Not Banksy, though.
From around the world. Not
anything but Banksy. It's better that you have no books.
Better no books than one Banksy.
Yeah, exactly.
Than one Banksy book.
Okay. You should have one that's like about street art and like Molly.
Bossy Pants and not or and Yes Please.
What's Yes Please?
Oh.
Ooh. Is that like UCB and Prof?
Brett. That's the Amy Poehler.
Oh, of course.
Friend of the network.
Okay.
FOTN.
So you're telling me I need to get all those books.
Yes. You need to get all those books. Yes. And they sell them on wrapped bookshelf.
Yeah, almost kind of like, did you ever get like Scholastic Book Order where you would come into the classroom and it would be like shrink-wrapped? All the different books you got would be like sort of shrink-wrapped on your desk because they've just been like thrown out of a truck. Yeah. You can get all these books like that. It's the LA Bookshelf Starter Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's a good place to start. And those should look like ones that you've read.
Yes.
Or looked at.
Okay, so take the shrink-wrap off.
So in your case, if you want them to look like you've read them, they should have a lot of saliva on them.
Okay.
And maybe sort of like a lollipop saliva. Like, it has really bright...
It should look like a really? Jackson Pollock painting of various flavors of Jolly Ranchers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Because you've sort of been...
I have a bin of lollipops.
We know.
I would call it a trough of unwrapped lollipops.
Yeah.
Did they come like that? Did they come unwrapped?
No, I unwrapped all of them.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would be like a nice like platter for the guests.
Thought it would be kind of like a 60s thing where there's like a bowl of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Or something. Mm-hmm.
Or like Snoop has like a bowl of joints.
Speaking of the 60s, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Sorry. I said joints, but then I remember now that you have a
thing. Please tell me you were talking about Spike Lee movies.
Yes, yeah, Snoop has a platter.
Okay, he has a bowl of he has Mo Better Blues, Get on the Bus, Girl Six, etc. Okay, great.
She Do the right
me.
Thing.
She Hate Me, sure. Speaking of
nice
the 60s,
deep cut, Brett.
Yeah,
really important that you have a bar,
a wet bar.
Okay.
Yeah, what makes it wet? You're asking. Good question, Hayes.
I think it is it inside the pool.
Oh, like a swim up bar. Yeah. Is that what makes it a wet bar? Yeah, get a swim up bar, which necessitates a pool. And that brings me to my next point, which is infinity pools. That was what it was for a while, right? Infinity pools, you would see them in the nicer homes and Architectural Digest. Oh, my God, Michael Bay's got this great infinity pool. You know, all these different people have this great infinity pool. Now it's about – we're going in a different direction. It's about pools being incredibly finite.
Finite. Yeah.
Infinity pools, it looks like it has no walls. It's just sort of extending forever.
So a finite would then be just
it
walls.
It should be huge walls. The pool should be. It shouldn't really look like a pool when you look at it. It should look like a big cylinder.
Or so
like
it's basically a well.
It's like an above ground well. Like what if all of a well were above ground?
Yeah, and it's closed out the top too.
Yeah, yeah.
How
we
do you
shouldn't
get
be
in?
Able to get. Well, that's what makes it so finite is that you can't even get into it. But there should be water in there because if people knock on the side of it, they can tell if there's water in there from the sound. In a bar, okay. They can tell by knocking on the side of it that there's a bar and water in there, based on the sound.
Okay, so I need to get all those books, and I need to get a finite pool.
Yeah,
with a bar in it,
a wet bar. Here's what else you need.
I mean, okay.
You're just like kind of lounging around the house and, you know, you want to like kind of spread out because you're like a guy and watch your stuff maybe like scratch down there.
Yeah.
And Busby's hanging out and she's bothering
and
you.
She's hot.
She wants a
you're
snack.
Like, you're a big, you're a turd. You're like a big fat turd of a man and she's smoking hot.
Yeah.
And you're
and
tired
nice.
Of her shit.
She's really
you're
nice.
Tired of her shit. Yeah. She's nice and you're fucking sick of it. You're like, ugh. Stop trying to engage in a reciprocal adult relationship with me.
Harsh my mellow.
So where are you going to go?
Where am I going to go?
Yeah.
To
scratch.
Well, the dog restaurant works pretty well
man
for
cave.
That. But, man cave. I've always wanted a man cave.
It's a limitlessly fun and good idea. The idea of a man cave.
Yeah.
It super appeals to everyone. It's not infantilizing at all.
No. And it's like a TV,
straight
right?
Dope. It's like a TV?
60. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let's take it
let's,
back.
Where did
we
it
have
begin?
More work to
where
do.
Where did it begin with this? Man
he
cave.
Lit up. He lit is, up and said,
a man cave
it's like,
is like
a TV. Now, if you think that a TV is a little
with the
image
concept
cave?
Of space, yeah. of just like inhabitable space,
as opposed to just like images,
it's really versus two versus three dimensions that we're talking about. Do you think that you're currently inside a TV?
No, I just, man cave, I think, I mean, there's TV there, right?
There is TV there. And now I think you're acting like that's what you thought it was the first time, but I think you're actually just catching up to it.
I think when we came in here, you were agnostic about whether or not you're inside a TV right now. I don't think you definitively thought you were in TV, but I don't think you definitively
no one knows.
Thought you weren't in a
no
TV.
No one knows.
We can never,
my position
we can
is
never
no.
really know.
True. You can right. never really say for sure.
Definitively right. that we're not in a TV.
It's the peak of arrogance mm. to say that you know for sure that we are or we aren't in an Aliens TV.
Yeah.
When I said 66 before, I was talking about, yes, TV, 66-inch Vizio. Kaepernick, fathead. The best player.
You knew I was a Niners fan. That really stung.
Koozies. What should the koozies have on them?
They should say, like, this isn't a gut. It's a tank fuel tank for a sex machine.
And they should say, like, 4 more years? Get out of here. Fuck off. Because you got him in, like, 2011.
Right. Really, koozies that could work in any election cycle.
And it should have, like, a mean, like, kind of knockoff version of the Geico lizard giving the finger.
Yeah, like, he's got okay. inverted, like, an inverted color scheme of what he normally has mm-hmm. or something.
And his eyes are, like, kind of small.
Mm, or similarly, like, the stack of money, the Geico stack of money, except yeah. it's, like, loonies and toonies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a stack of Canadian money.
Eyes, again, are too small.
Too small.
So I have to make this.
No. No.
I mean, because
no.
they don't sell.
No, cash. Cash.
Cash.
Get some dough.
They sell that somewhere?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
Geico lizard inverted colors with.
Yeah, cash.
Cat. Okay.
Cash.
Okay, so I need.
Man cave.
Man cave. Cave.
Yeah.
So I need. Koozies, books.
The books are not for the.
Pool.
The books are not.
No, no, no. That's not for the man cave. That's not what men are
okay,
doing.
I'm trying to.
It's where you go to.
Unless,
escape
unless
books.
It's a Tucker Max. You probably want to throw a Tucker Max book in there.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they serve beer in hell. The other
any
one.
Any number of his other books.
I hope
books.
They serve yeah. beer in hell. I hope they serve what the food that Tucker Max likes in prison. Eventually, one assumes. I hope they free the Girls Gone Wild guy soon, because that was my friend.
So, okay. So, what else?
For your house?
For man cave.
Chive stuff?
Oh, yes. You're going to be keeping
calm
very calm and chiving on chiving extremely
on. Oh,
hard.
My gosh.
In this
well, because when you first saw it, keep calm and, you know, whatever, keep calm and carry on, you were like, fuck that. That's fucking stupid. That's straight up for chicks.
That's about
and
people
British
trying
people.
To, yeah, live through a war
yeah.
or something.
You're like, fuck that.
In your case, right. it's about looking at chivettes,
mm-hmm.
repurposing you think, humor from around the internet.
Yeah, you think that what could have helped Winston Churchill help the British people sort of, you know, keep a stiff upper lip through the Blitz was like if he had read over the radio, like, memes.
Mm-hmm.
If he had just read memes over the radio, funny image memes.
And you're comforted by the fact that the chivettes seem to be submitting their own pictures.
But you're not one to look too deeply.
So you're telling me now like how I think when I'm in the man room?
Yes, when you're
yeah.
when oh, you're
yeah.
chiving on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, when you're KCCOing.
Okay. So.
Also, as implied by the name Man Cave, it should be in like a lava tube.
Mm-hmm. Not a lava lamp.
No.
In a lava tube?
Yeah.
Lava lights lamp. Off, a lava lamp lava. Is just... Yeah. What?
So lights off, dim the lights, but then there's
again,
lava.
Again, it's not a lava lamp. You still seem to be under the impression that you're inside a lava lamp. I shouldn't have brought up even the idea of being inside a lava tube, which is a naturally occurring, like, sort of cave structure. Knowing full well that that sounds like an appliance, which is a lava lamp, knowing full well that you're a guy who, when we walked in here, was on the fence, was in sort of a quantum superposition mm-hmm. between I'm in a TV and I'm not in a TV.
Okay, you have to forgive me. This is all just coming.
Yeah, yeah,
this is all.
What's
just
a cave that
confusing.
You might understand better? Maybe your make it could be sort of like a Navajo mound. Like the
an Iroquois longhouse,
yeah,
perhaps.
This is pimping my house, where I just
right,
buy,
right,
I buy
right.
all these
so
things and,
yeah, yeah,
and build my mm-hmm. own things.
Cash. Well, okay. that was in a pre. You have to understand X to the Z exhibit. He was working in a pre-recession mm-hmm. world, so they could afford to just show up, give right. these people these things.
Yeah.
Put aquariums in.
Put aquariums in. Send them, then send them with that prize out onto the street to live their lives, where I assume all that stuff was immediately ripped off.
Now most of these things should be naturally occurring.
Right. They should either be naturally occurring. Impossible. We should find them and reclaim them. And that's sort of where the artisanal stuff comes in. And what living, and this is really about living simply, and what living simply is really about is having shit tons of money. That's the most important thing. You simplify your life. You think, okay, I should just get rid of all this clutter and all this stuff in here. And the real answer is get lots and lots of money so that it's okay that you throw all that stuff away. Because you can, you know, you can just go get it again if you need to.
So get money, get a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the big, that's the sort of.
That's the theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cash.
Exactly. That's the, if this is Ghostbusters 2, that's the pink slime running underneath everything that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Like a lava
tube. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
So all right. We're starting to make some connections here. Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay.
We're starting to make some connections here. Great.
Now, what about like food? Like what kind of food should I have in the fridge?
That's a great question.
Like grilled cheese.
Well, it depends on if we're talking about
grilled
the man
cheese
cave
in the fridge. Grill
should
up.
You just have like pre-made, like the oil has separated from the grilled cheese because it's all cold, and it's like in a it's in a baggie.
You appear also. I pass your big green egg on the way in. Your little
smoker.
Your smoker. You appear to have taken grilled cheese literally and just thrown a closed packet of Trader Joe's smoked Gouda onto your grill, and it's still on fire.
So you looked.
You never had smoked Gouda before.
You looked at the product name and it said smoked, and you said I should throw that on my smoker.
Right.
Almost as though that was designating like this product for smoking, rather than it's already been smoked. This is the last thing you probably want to smoke.
It's the recipe. They
to
print
be
the recipe
Gouda.
On there.
And I just need to know for myself that when we're talking about smoking right now, we're talking about putting foods in a smoker.
No, not in a not in a bong.
No,
or anything.
Man. Great. Thank you.
So grilled cheese, no grilled cheese.
No, well, grilled cheese, you could have the ingredients for grilled cheese on hand. What I wouldn't recommend is making or buying grilled cheese anywhere and then storing it.
Yeah, and then putting it directly into the fridge.
I guess it really depends on what, in terms of what you should have in the fridge, whether we're talking about your man cave fridge or your just sort of fridge for everyone. Mm-hmm. In the man cave fridge, that's just straight up bacon, my man.
Bacon.
Straight up bacon.
Mm-hmm. Bacon makes everything taste wind.
For the win.
Bacon for the win.
Yeah.
Such win.
Yeah.
Then in your general fridge, paleo stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, paleo
if
diet?
Yeah, if you've moved into paleo? Your cave, like your lava tube, mm-hmm. and you've found anything that cavemen had.
Like bacon.
No, anything like spears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Arrowheads.
Pottery.
Right.
Sort of Lascaux caves style etchings.
Loincloths and stuff.
That's all paleo.
Yeah. Okay. So that's part of the diet is collecting that kind of stuff.
And you should
that's
the paleo diet is really about, people think, oh, it's about eating what cavemen might have eaten, going back to that diet that our bodies are supposedly more used to. It's really about collecting those
archaeological
things.
Digs,
and then you get super
setting
ripped.
Setting up a grid pattern.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Going in and taking the time to make one of those grids. Going down into the caves, you will, at the end of all that, look at any paleontologist. They're fucking yoked.
Mm-hmm. They have good bodies, and the girls have, like, a nice, like, shape to them. Like,
tight.
Just enough so that you can get a little squeeze.
Okay.
Just enough so that when they're talking to you, you're like, oh, leave me alone. I just want to go to my man cave and be a fat
turd. You should cook your bacon in the lava, by the way, and most of the time it will be swiftly rushed away. You'll watch it burn and escape.
So you kind of run along it with tongs and try to.
Well, this will teach you about impermanence. That'll teach you about nothing is permanent.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Because as much as we're talking about, houses and build them here and have features in them that have been in the world for billions of years, like lava tubes, this is really all to teach you about, nothing is forever. That's mindfulness.
Yeah, okay.
Which we can talk about now or later.
Well, this is...
Which is it, Brett?
Pretty
is it now or later?
I go now.
They're the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed they're you the have... And not the now and laters that you have sort of peppering your trough.
Right. Mm,
the wrapperless now or laters.
Yeah, I was...
But the wrappers are still in the trough. They're just not around any candy.
Well, that's if you want to take them... That's like that's like the napkin under the appetizer, you know?
Mm, okay.
Mindfulness.
Yeah, mindfulness.
Want to get in that?
Mindfulness.
So that's just being, that's the most important aspect of anything that we're talking about, because if your home goes on fire or anything like that, it's not here anymore. Your attitude and the approach that you have to it is your real house. That's where you really live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you live in your mind. You follow?
If it's on fire.
Yeah, you sit down on the ground.
I actually live in my mind.
Yeah, you sit down on the ground.
Okay.
You kind of pretend to be asleep. And then you just go live inside your mind for a little while. But make sure that people are watching you, because if no one is observing you doing this,
if no one knows how mindful you are, it's for shit.
Worthless.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And your eyelids should kind of like flutter, like you've that like you've,
like a Minority Report.
Mm-hmm. Like a Minority Report.
So
and then you should deliver. Ideally, if you could deliver a Minority Report.
Deliver
at the end of this, yes. You should have an apparatus that will deliver, sort of like you could repurpose a lot of the stuff in this room, honestly,
to be sort of one of those Minority Report wooden ball etching machines.
Because the most convenient way to deliver a name, for example, a tiny, tiny piece of information, is to laser it onto a pristinely polished wooden ball and then roll it down a tube, and then the person picks it up and looks at it instead of just like putting it on some like dumb screen or something.
But etching it with like touchscreen, very advanced touchscreen.
Yes. What? Etching it?
Minority Report.
Etching it on a very advanced touchscreen.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you have a big screen.
A big thing
issue.
About screens.
So I see why you could primarily work in podcasts, because I think screens, like visual information, is pretty dangerous for you.
You think that you could etch a touch screen?
I mean, you could.
Create a functioning touch screen.
But then it would be ruined. This explains why when we walked in and we walked past your Samsung Galaxy, it said Brett on it in... kind of a
fingernail.
You know, desk, like a teenage desk scrawl, and the R was backwards. And there were glass shavings surrounding it.
I think the R was actually the only letter that was correct, because if he's going to use it as an etching, which I think was the purpose, because there was like ink smeared on it as well, when he presses it against...
Because he's going to use it to make an etching.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. Yeah, you have so many materials right here that would be good to do old-fashioned etching with, and that would be a great hobby to, again, tell people about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm actually getting into, like, old-fashioned etching.
Etching.
And they're like, doesn't that take a long time? And you're like, yes, I like that it takes a long time. And they're like, why? And then you're like,
slow food.
And slow food, exactly. Right. Slow food. You've heard of farm to table.
Yes.
Well, that's all over. We're now doing table to farm,
mm-hmm.
which is where we take, like, we would take everything that's here on this table, and we would, because what a lot of people realized in the farm to table revolution, they would actually go out to farms and be like, these people have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We should bring them some stuff.
And we're taking
So
now we're giving it back.
Exactly.
Giving food back to the farm.
Not food, just stuff from
wood.
Table, just whatever's on
giving
the table.
Giving the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Centerpieces,
mm-hmm.
decorative bowls. Old bills.
The fork.
Fork. Sure.
I have to give my fork back?
No. You know what's better? Let's just say, to keep it clean so we're not at risk of giving them any food back, because we like the food that they gave us. They mm-hmm. gave us that fair and square. Let's just do like the table that people have like by their front door. So like mail, a Netflix that they meant to send back, but now they don't even have the disc plan anymore, so they're just like, have a little bit of anxiety about like, what's going to happen if I just send this back? Will I be in trouble?
So all the stuff that's on the table stays on the table when you give it back.
You keep the table because that's your staging area for what you're going to send back.
Were you listening to any of this? Everything this that's on the table is going. That's the whole idea, is that it's going. It's not staying. The cute coin jar.
This is hard. This is hard for me. This is hard for me to follow.
Just the direction that it's, I mean, it's all going. And the one thing that you said is that it's all staying.
No, the stuff that's on the table that's going goes with the table.
The table stays
here. Yes.
You keep the table.
Great.
Much as the farmer kept the farm and sent you the things from the farm.
Yes, I can see why the phrase table to farm is messing with you. Table stuff to farm.
Table stuff to farm.
That's location.
That's so much clearer.
So table you would stuff have preferred to farm, location. Farm to table have been referred to as like farm stuff to table.
Farm stuff to table.
You were sitting in sort of a cool hip restaurant going,
where's my farm?
This tract of land. Why isn't it here on this table? I can see why the past few years have been frustrating for you and why you've had to retreat to this weird madman's hut where I'm shocked smoking hot girlfriend lived. What?
Madman.
Madman?
That's the kind of vibe I'm trying to get.
Mad Max?
No, he's talking about...
Are you conflating Madman?
Madman the show.
I think you're conflating... Okay, this is starting to make sense now. Because when I'm looking around here, it does seem almost like Sterling Cooper, Draper Price, like reformed in the year 3000 in a world that experienced several different cataclysms and apocalypses at once and almost a chain reaction. We have nothing left, but we do know that we want to sell C-Cor laxatives. That's cool. A little bit what this is feeling. No. Not cool. Just because we're able to describe it accurately, we're just continuing to more readily diagnose the problem.
Just sort of like a David Bowie kind of thing. You know?
Yeah. But see, like again, we're drifting further and further afield because on the Venn diagram of Mad Max and Mad Men... Nowhere in that Venn diagram.
There's really no room for that at all.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
His hair is all slicked. He's got like, the tie on.
Right.
And I mean, we could talk about, this does segue into, we're talking about houses being these giant frozen clothes that you're too small for and that you run around inside of. That could bring us to what I call, you know, body houses, which are clothes. We could talk about that because that is really important as well.
Yes, okay. That's right. Clothes are essentially these small, soft houses, as if you got so huge, you end up wearing...
Your head's out the chimney.
Your
head's out the chimney.
Exactly. And I love seeing you getting smarter before our eyes. Because, yes, that's exactly right. Your head is out the chimney. Your arms... smashed through the windows.
Right.
And your legs went through.
And you pooped through the cellar door.
No, you don't poop through the cellar door because there shouldn't. Okay, actually, turn around, Brett.
All right.
Okay, I noticed there is. Okay, now I understand because you do have a large flap in the back of your clothes that sort of represents a door, but most people don't have any kind of
flap.
Any kind of big
and maybe
flap.
They should. Maybe that's what we take away. You know, we come into Brett's world. We want to tear everything up. We want to change everything.
What
around.
Do we take away?
Yeah, what do we learn from him? You know, how do we make it a bilateral exchange rather than just sort of unilaterally us forcing everything on him? What
trying
do we take
impose,
away?
Yeah, the
just
civilized
like his neighborhood.
World.
Is taken all of the worst parts of Asia, parts I wasn't even aware of, and put them all into one horrible place. What do we take away from? And maybe it's flaps.
Can I ask about the Malaysia town sign?
Yeah.
Why did someone change the S to an R so it says Malaria Town? Do people get malaria here? There's a huge.
It's
amount
going. Of, it's getting better.
There's a huge amount of standing water.
Yeah.
And it hasn't rained for a very long time.
That's true. Malaria comes around, but it's the gentrification is moving in a little bit.
If anything, I feel like somebody has a vested interest in keeping it as bad or worse, because I did see, Hayes, I don't know if you saw this, but that big billboard for Stand Up for Standing Water.
Yes.
Right. Which looks to be an all-star benefit at Los Angeles' Largo Comedy Club to promote...
It seems like
to promote standing water.
It seems like maybe just based on some of the fine print I read that it was funded and put up there by mosquitoes.
There was an image of Tig and Judd Apatow with a mosquito, it was like a candid. The mosquito had its little mosquito arms over both their shoulders, and they were sort of like, we're in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part about LA. There's like a town. There's like a little town for everything. Like every kind of community is around here.
And yours is for mosquitoes and bad mosquitoes, Asian dogs.
Yeah, we may have mischaracterized it. That may not have been graffiti that changed. He might just live in Malaria Town.
Oh, they were trying to. Yeah,
there is no Mal Asia.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
All Asia is bon. Is that what you're saying? It's all good.
Good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Should I talk like that?
Is that a way you should talk? Is that the phrase we take away from Brett's ass?
It's all good.
All good.
Should 2016 see an America where people are saying it's all good and having little... Sort of either old-fashioned prospector or like old child, like old-fashioned child pajamas, like butt flaps.
The one
sproinging open when they get surprised, or in the prospector's case, like upset.
The one note I have about the buttons is about the butt flaps is that there are too many buttons because any convenience you might get
from the butt flap counteracted by that thing is thick with functioning buttons.
They're not even decorative. Just around the rim.
It would be one thing if it was decorative.
Like
it's a matrix of buttons.
You have to basically remove it completely.
Some of the
completely,
buttons seem to be...
Because otherwise it would hang over.
Right.
Hang.
Right.
For sure. But I think what we're saying is I think you can make do with two buttons. I think that's sort of the butt flap ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Two buttons, one button on either corner. Some of your buttons on your butt flap seem to be affixed with buttons.
I can see.
Yeah, they're guitar picks. Some of them are guitar picks. Okay,
well, that's neither here nor there.
And then I worry about you need to play the guitar.
I always bring my guitar picks.
Having to expose your butt anytime you need to play the guitar.
What we don't want is you... Exposing you reaching back there and going, oh, I need a guitar pick, having to dig through all these buttons to get to one that's a guitar pick. Now your butt's open.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It didn't even need to be.
I see your concern about the flap hanging down and potentially getting wet in the toity.
Right.
Is that something that you're concerned about?
Yes.
I wonder if you could make it potentially long enough, the flap, that you could sort of pull it underneath and hold it under your chin.
Oh. Or you could have a little hook ready.
Yes.
I've shared the
Earwolf bathroom with you occasionally before the Cody incident.
Before Cody, yeah.
When you use a urinal, you tend to lift your entire shirt up.
Yeah, I take my pants all the way down.
Your chin.
You sort of a chin, and you have kind of a double chin,
and fully remove your pants.
Of course,
and let them sort of sit on the ground. I wonder if you could do sort of a similar thing with this flap, since you're so adept at holding things under your chin.
I like that. It's a good compromise between what I'm used to and what I'm giving you guys.
Right. And that's really what we want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm learning a lot here.
And other than that, clothes-wise, just like any podcast, drop in any podcast these days, and they have a clothing solution for you.
Mm-hmm.
And much in the way that it's like all podcast ads seem to be trying to make us all the same person, which is like a guy that has a Squarespace site.
Bonobos.
He wears bonobos.
Yeah.
He wears
and he gets his food in the mail.
Right. Nerd food.
He eats. Nerd food. He gets big bundles of nerd food.
He eats. Yeah. He eats food.
He never eats food that's not
he eats food that fucking came from
straight up
the
nerds.
Post office.
Yeah. He eats like Doctor Who cutlets.
Yeah.
A cutlet that looks like a TARDIS.
But the clothes you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Just to hit up a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Any podcast. And they'll pretty much have an all in one. Actually, this could be great for you. Or are we launching this right now? An all-in-one podcast, clothing, food, website hosting by mail, all nerd stuff, all in one box.
Yeah.
Like the pod box.
So you open a box and inside is a website.
A raw, slimy veal cutlet.
Mm-hmm.
An IT crowd koozie.
And the cutlet's getting all over the website.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. This filthy website. Mm-hmm.
And like a button down and a tight checked button down.
Yes.
A button down with like a tight check.
And desert booties.
So start that business from
here. You should start that
business. That's how to pimp your house.
That's exact.
Okay. And then you just spilled water all over.
I did.
So that was part of the.
That's like a Fight Club thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, in Fight Club where they hold up that guy and they're like, go live your dream. And then they hang onto his wallet. That's what I was doing just then. I was trying to spill water on as many things in the room as possible.
Yeah.
It's step one of pimping any house.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what you didn't see on Pimp My Ride is that X to the Z exhibit would sort of infiltrate and destroy everything about those people's world over the course of months and sometimes years. And so they were in such a place. It was kind of like a cult thing or like what they do in the Marines. Like, I'm going to break this person down
in order to
be fully pimped, for their ride to be fully pimped, I need to bring them to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Build them back up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put a PlayStation in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you were in a PlayStation right now? Yes or no? Just flash answer.
Oh, God.
Whichever way you're leaning.
Don't look at our faces to try
if we're Solid Snake or Lara Croft. See you searching my face for similarities to Crash Bandicoot, and that's not where I want you to be. Just snap answer.
Nobody knows. Again.
You know what? That's right. The way he says it, it makes me self-conscious about the certainty I've had all along that I'm not in a PlayStation.
You can't say you know.
Like inside God's PlayStation or something. We all could be.
Yeah, PS1.
Mm-hmm. He could be,
They have determined that God, more than anything, we're most likely, if we're in any of them, to be in like a big Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm. That we're all sort of in
so
the Panzer Dragon.
Yeah, Soul Calibur.
It could be, yes. Every time, which
would explain the predominance of giant swords.
I do find myself sort of jumping unconsciously sometime, it could be God pressing the green triangle,
so to speak. So maybe that's what we take away from Brett. We take away butt flaps.
Mm-hmm.
Although we do have an improvement on that, which is fewer buttons.
Right. And the
we take away
the
his unwillingness to say definitively that we're not inside of a
TV
late
with
90s gaming
one.
System.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Or
right.
PlayStation TV.
Those could be connected, I guess.
Sure.
Ideally, they
you would want to plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
If we're all inside of a PlayStation, I hope it's not just like a closed loop, like a PlayStation that's just on but playing for no one.
Plugged in, but there's no,
full of sound
no AV cables.
Nothing.
Or like the yellow AV cable.
Or is that what we are? I guess it depends on if you think that there's a meaning to life or not. Are we here?
I don't want
to entertain some kids after school.
I don't want to live in that world.
Just in a closed PlayStation, pouring its fun and games into a cable that's disconnected. That's just sort of lying on a carpet here in a corner in Brett's shack.
And also, you should be Brent.
Yeah,
you
come
should
on.
Be Brent. Honestly, it's a
up.
Little.
Ideally, you should be Brent. Think about Brent and Busby.
Bullshit.
Think about
you. Oh, my God.
Here comes
I can
Brent
feel
and
the
Busby.
Couple Instagram.
Now, how is that
That's
better
such
than
good
Brett,
branding.
Brett and Bun, Buzz, Bundy, Busby?
Bun B?
Okay, hold on. No.
You'd like to be married to Bun B?
If you were married to Bun B, or here's what's hot. You, Busby, and Bun B in a polygamous relationship. In 2016, polygamy is where it's at.
So Bun B is a person?
Yes. Bun B is from UGK.
He's from Atlanta. That's a thing, yeah.
Okay, Hotlanta.
He's a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Hotlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Should I say that?
It does sort of go hand in hand with saying it's all good.
It's going to be tough for you to
sort of...
You certainly
don't get one without
the
other.
It's going to be tough for you to kind of piecemeal determine whether or not you should say certain things. I think it's going to be better for you to sort of develop an overarching philosophy, like a couple of simple rules.
Okay.
Maybe for what you might say, as opposed to having to check with Hayes and I, who aren't always going to be here.
You do have a good instinct when you say something that's potentially the worst. I wonder if playing off the faces of the people around you when they just sort of die.
You sort of snapped back a little
right,
bit
right, right.
when I said that.
Right. Maybe that's it for you. Maybe that is it. No, maybe that's it. Maybe your thing is not Saul Good or any of these other Hotland. Right. Or any of these other turns of phrase. Maybe your thing is... Just sort of meekly, after you say anything, should I say that?
Well, I said maybe it twice. I usually say it again to see the reaction, and then I say, should I say that?
Oh, Hotlanta, you say it again, Hotlanta again, and then you say, should I say that?
Yeah.
Maybe should I say that is
that...
That's your thing, because that's both a rule and a catchphrase. That's
should I say that?
should I say that?
It is a pretty good phrase.
Should I say that? I like that.
Because it's sort of open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
It's like verbal crowdsourcing, you know, whereas get or done, other sort of catchphrases like that, like that comics have, those are meant to sort of be like a button on the end of something, and that's closed in what, should I say that? That's open. That creates a conversation.
And
now you can monetize.
A button on the end of something is not to be taken literally, something to put on your hiney.
Right.
Max two.
Yeah.
Max two buttons.
Not guitar picks.
Nope.
Long
no
clap,
guitar picks, no. Just buttons.
Tuck under the chin.
Yes.
When poopy. Mm-hmm.
Which we know to be using something you already do, so that's great. We're setting you up for success.
And when you discover exactly which one of your catchphrases is right, it should go on the t-shirt to be put in.
Keep calm, and should I say that?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.